Commentator Heather King has lived in Los Angeles for 15 years. For most of that time, she's been in the same apartment in Koreatown. She loves Los Angeles and her neighborhood, but sometimes she gets a little homesick for the small town on the New Hampshire coast where she grew up. Luckily, there's a little reminder of her childhood home right outside her door in Koreatown.
When I was growing up in small-town New Hampshire, we knew the day was winding down by the lengthening of shadows and the pre-dusk chorus of the night peepers. Here on my block in Koreatown, I know the day is coming to a close when the 3 o'clock bell rings at Hobart Middle School, the doors bust open like Jubilee Day at Sing Sing, and a deafening horde of children descends upon the street.
Hector!
This daily event has generated its own community, its own economy, its own service industry.
Come over here!
There's the lady who fries sausages on a grill with onions and peppers, the woman who sells candy bars and sodas, the man who carries a giant load of stuffed animals on his back, burrow style. It wouldn't surprise me to see a bunch of third graders huddled under a hibiscus running a junior football pool. The whole scene makes me suspect I chose this neighborhood as a kind of surrogate family. I grew up with 7 siblings, and this rambunctiously friendly chaos is a paradigm written deep in my psyche. So is being a hermit in the middle of it. Even as a child, I was always looking for some quiet corner where I could go off by myself and read. I never had kids myself, and if these days I've chosen to live alone, work alone, sleep alone, I'm pretty sure my solitude would lose its savor without the parallel world of Hobart Boulevard to anonymously participate in whenever the spirit moved me. Traffic's always bad, but no sane person even attempts to drive the neighborhood at this hour. One day I spotted my neighbor Charlie, a 10-year-old, bespectacled Korean boy in the melee. I was about to call out to him when a groundswell, a collective hysteria-tinged shriek, swept the street. Had a child fallen beneath the wheels of a car? Or a mother been stricken by a heart attack? No. The ice cream truck had rounded the corner. The kids flocked to it like buzzards to carrion, and I was reminded of the days when my brothers and sisters and I would ride our bikes down the hill to the corner store, blow every penny we had on candy, and fix like junkies on the uplifting rush of pure sugar. The craziness lasts an hour or so, then things begin to wind down. The packed to the rafters minivans start pulling off. The crossing guard takes off her day-glow orange vest and stows it in the trunk of her Corolla. Finally, the last mother, with the last 4 children in tow, straggles away, leaving the street, if not quiet, at least quieter. For a second, it's dead still, and I think back to the New England town where I grew up. My mother calling us into a supper of shepherd's pie, the sun setting, as my brothers and sisters flocked to the table.
Heather King lives in Los Angeles. She's the author of Parched, a memoir.